This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, our men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch page on Facebook, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, hour number two of the program, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's quiet now because they've all gone home.
They went to today, last call before.
All right. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And before we get started, I want to tell everybody this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, which is why we use the words under God and emphasize them. Okay, joining us on the phone line right now, Kyle, we've got Mary. And good morning, Mary. What's your question?
Hi. I wanted to ask a question about the, if you've heard of the Corporation of the United States of America, and going back to 1931 with Woodrow Wilson, with the bankers like the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, or the Vanderbilts, what, do you know what that was all about? I don't.
Okay. Well, all right. Thanks, Mary. You know something, Kyle? I remember, but you go ahead first. I'm going to look it up real quick. It was talked about the other day.
Yeah, and is this talking about, like, the formation of the IRS or stuff with Jekyll Island, that kind of stuff? I think that's maybe where what this is all about, yeah.
Yeah, so let me, while you're talking, I'm going to try to get this corporation, you know...
Right. Well, it's the idea, as I understand it, again, that you had, you know, powerful people coming together in order to create, I don't want to say a cabal, but basically, map out where they wanted everything to go and how they were going to be able to control it, basically.
All right. Well, let's see. Hidden History of the United States of America Corporation. It goes back to Harry S. Truman. This is the most recent, let's see, is this the original? Yeah, Harry S. Truman, when he invoked it or something. And let's see here, I'm trying to go back to see if I can find anything earlier than that. Here, is it true? The definitions proof the United Nations means a federal corporation, blah, 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 blah. Under the Corporations of the United States of America Act, 28 U.S.C., subparagraph 3002, definitions proof, United States means a federal corporation, an agency, department, commission, board, or other entity in the United States, talks about how it got started, what it was all about, and that's what it is. And as far as how she's referring it to being used as something, let's see. All right. Fact check of 1871. She mentioned something about the 1900s or whatever.
Right.
Somebody put out there, and it's not true, that in 1871 this was created. That's when this got started. The United States was formed as a corporation. That's been debunked. It's not true. And Wikipedia, here we go. Let's see what this says. Okay, real quick on Wikipedia. It's, again, it talks about, let's see, United States owned by foreign interests, September 2008. All right, that's a news story. Best I can find is around Harry Truman's time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we can look into it further for sure. But there's some of these interesting things in history that somebody puts out there, and then you got to dig in a little bit more to find out what it's really all about, or if it ever happened.
Right, and there's a lot about it, but again, you don't know what you can and you can't believe, because people can go to Wikipedia and put anything in there they want, right?
That's exactly right.
And
yeah.
I'm on the Wikipedia site, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that's been stuck in there, and then it says debunk.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get it. So anyway, we'll have to look it up, Mary, and get back to you. All right, well, let's get back to what we were going to get back to, because there's a lot of dual naming of holidays to invoke the woke culture. And to me, this is nuts. The indigenous people's work day, instead of calling it Columbus Day, that's what they're going to call it now, the indigenous people's holiday or something like that?
Yeah, Indigenous People's Day. But here's the thing, too, because you actually have a lot of Italian Americans who get pretty up in arms because Christopher Columbus is vilified or taken off as the main focus of the holiday that we commonly know as Columbus Day. But also, Captain, you have a board of education, for example, one that we know about that is just making all holidays listed as days off, because they don't want to offend anybody with the name of the holiday. You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, and I want to say thank you to Laura for your kind comments. Appreciate you. She's a listener to us on KSUA AM 710, The Answer in Denver. She said she's enjoying listening to the program very much while she works at guess where?
A pilot of Flying J.
A pilot.
Yeah,
a
pilot.
In Denver,
yes.
Along I-70. Yep.
Excellent. Well,
wonderful. She says, I'm right here by the fairgrounds. Yep, I know right where you are.
Very cool.
Where you are. All right, look, here comes the music at my ears. So, folks, I'm going to let Kyle drop off here, and we're going to put him on hold, and we'll be coming right back with more. When we come back, what's going on with the John Durham investigation? Well, we've got a little bit of an indication. We'll tell you what we know, but it's just a little bit.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Well, we will do it. And by the way, that number is a combined total of both terrestrial radio stations and the Internet and the satellite. And it's amazing how many people listen to us via the Internet and the various websites around the countryside and around the world where they can hear us. We see those numbers, so we know what it is, and it's unbelievable. And to our friends over there in Germany that listen to us over there, we appreciate you very much, too. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. Remember, all you got to do is go over to Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com website. Take a look at the products he's got there, where it says promo code. Use a submit promo code to order it. You'd merely put in the word Captain. It's that simple. Put in the word Captain. Now, if you want to call them and ask some questions or do whatever, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And place an order that way or ask them any questions that you want. For example, the MyPillow premiums right now, the MyPillow premium pillows, are $40 less than what they used to be. The lowest price ever on a MyPillow. And I'm telling you, I've got two of them right now. I asked for one. They sent me two. How about that? And all you do is use the product code Captain. Now, they've got the towel set. I've got that. That's absolutely fantastic. Unbelievable. That's $65 of saving on it. The MyPillow mattress topper, I just got one of those. I'm in shock. I couldn't believe what a nice sleep I had Saturday night over Sunday. I went to sleep at about 8:30 or so Saturday night. Fell asleep, actually, and woke up at 8:30 Sunday morning. I feel like I could go out and do 15 rounds with Muhammad Ali when it's good day. But anyway, it is what it was. And so that's just sort of the stuff that goes on there. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. And don't forget, the promo code is Captain. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, interests and speculation continue to surround John Durham's investigation. Few details have been made public. What the hell's going on, Kyle?
Well, that's a very good question, Captain. And of course, we know that the Durham investigation so far, just in recent times, it was reported that they spent already almost a $1.5 million since even last October. So we don't know exactly what's going on, but we do know that it's gone on even longer than the other investigation, the Mueller investigation. But really, what's going to tell the tale here is where the Justice Department, the Biden Justice Department, comes down on this now, and we'll see what the Attorney General Merrick Garland does, if anything, or is it just going to play out?
Well, here's what we know. We know he was appointed by Attorney General William Barr following the completion of Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation back then in 2009, Yeah, that's when he was appointed. But anyway, Durham, I'm talking about Mueller, but Durham immediately began his work in the spring of 2019. Now, he has called on, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
72 witnesses so far.
Interesting, yeah.
That I know because it's public record.
Right.
Now, the announcement of Durham's appointment was received with a whole bunch of publicity. Conservatives hoped that there'd be a thorough investigation. Now they're not really sure what's going to happen. But then again, I think there's some people that are still shaking in their tracks because he went overseas to find out information about not only Hunter Biden, but also Daddy Joe Biden and what was going on in the Ukraine, remember?
I do, yes.
Now, we don't know, and we aren't privileged to any of that, and we don't know what can and what can't be done, but I will say this. I think that Mr. Durham and whatever his report is going to be when he decides to release it, it's going to still be a dynamite shot to somebody, whether it's another push to accentuate Donald Trump's findings and facts of his own, or whether or not it's the beginning of the end for the Biden administration. Because I still don't believe Joe Biden is going to do 4 years as president.
Well, I think because perhaps stepping down for some medical reason that they might give, but you're right. The Durham investigation, for one thing, we haven't seen really any leaks at all. You're talking about, of course, what we know from the public record as well. But unlike the Mueller investigation, there haven't been these kinds of leaks that produced the sensational sound bites, as it were.
Well, we had an interesting situation come yesterday with Biden, and it was when he said, let's see, what was it?
Was it about Libya?
Yeah. He said that he meant to say Syria, and he wound up saying Libya.
Right, and you would think, and of course, what did Dr. Jill say about President Biden that he had studied for weeks about the G7? He had been studying for weeks.
Well, here's what he said. He said this at the G7 conference in front of an open mic. He said the U.S. and Russia can work together to help the people of Libya. But his staff immediately turned to the press and said he meant to say Syria.
Right. Yeah, and that's big time. And that's and if you make that mistake once, but then didn't he say it two or three times totally?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he mentioned it more than once. And so you're right. Yeah, I mean, this is a very, but again, this is, I'm sure that traveling there and doing the meetings and meeting with the Queen and so forth, all this is a heavy load on Joe Biden because of the kinds of things that we've been observing for many, many months now. Mm-hmm. over the campaign and into the president.
And Eric is chiming in, and he just said that I believe the John Durham investigation is a data collection operation and scoop up to get as much information as possible, have it classified or sealed, never to see the light of day publicly, possible backroom political extortion, especially with today's administration. Well, that's all possible, But the thing of it is when it comes to Joe Biden, they couldn't prosecute him right now if they wanted to. He's sitting in the office of president. And guess what? Well, as long as you're president, you can't be indicted.
Well, that's right. And of course, we heard all this from the media for years. They were very unhappy about this idea with Donald Trump being in office. So that's right. It's the same
all
situation.
All they could do was try to impeach him. They couldn't indict him of anything.
Right. That's exactly right. And why do you think that you have some that are trying so hard now to indict or charge President Trump with something?
You mean the Attorney General of New York and the District Attorney, Mr. Morgenthau, or no, Vance?
Right.
Sue?
Cyrus Vance, yeah.
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 All right. Well, okay. But that's what we know, and we do know that there's 72 people that were called to testify. That information is out there. So we'll see. We'll just sit back. Now, in the meantime, we're just now finding out that hackers stole nearly 26 million user login credentials for Amazon, Facebook, and Google.
Yes, this is a huge, huge story. Over 1.2 terabytes of personal information, we understand, from some 3.25 million Windows-based computers. And this all happened, Captain, between the years 2018 and 2020. And there's a company, a group that was able to figure all this out called NordLocker. They were able to determine, again, according to reports, that the malware that evidently was able to swipe these passwords and login information credentials came through, get this, bootlegged versions of Adobe Photoshop 2018 and also a number of other computer games that people may have downloaded and that put the malware on their computer. They're not saying we don't know exactly what it is or what exactly it did other than being able to get that information. But this is very, very big. Very big.
And why do you think Joe Biden isn't going to hold a joint press conference with Vladimir Putin? He actually put that out there yesterday.
That's right. Yeah, it's going to be a solo press conference. Well, I think they're trying to avoid the same optics that they might have and then obvious comparisons to the joint press conferences that Trump gave.
They're afraid that Putin is going to eat Biden's lunch. Is that what
it is? Well, sure. Well, and that's also exactly right. They don't want to put their guy in a position where Putin's going to upstage him in some way or have Joe Biden say something weird again, like with the words that he's using, like Libya instead of Syria, that kind of thing. The optics will be horrible.
All right, here comes the music. Speaking of optics, and we got to let the audio take control here because we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Monday Morning Edition in full swing right here. Lots more stuff to talk about. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The U.S. and Canada are no closer to a deal on reopening the border. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau delivering that message at a Sunday press conference when asked about lifting coronavirus restrictions. Those restrictions on non-essential travel between the two countries have been in place for the past 15 months. Trudeau said that more Canadians need to be vaccinated before he considers lifting border restrictions. Israel has a new prime minister after a razor-thin vote in its parliament on Sunday to approve a new government. Naftali Bennett has been sworn into office, ending Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year term as PM. President Biden congratulated Bennett in a statement and later in a phone call where the two leaders committed to consulting with each other on regional security issues, including Iran. And one of the victims of Saturday's mass shooting in Austin, Texas, has died of his wounds. Austin police say the 25-year-old man died around noon on Sunday. He was one of 14 people shot early Saturday morning in a popular downtown bar district in the city. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. You too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You know, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. I am a client of theirs. I've been a customer with them for going on 18 years. And Geico, the initials G-E-I-C-O, stood for the Government Employee Insurance Company. That's what they were. They gave insurance to people that worked for the government, whether you were in the military or actually worked for the government, and you got a big discount on your insurance. Well, guess what? You don't have to work for the government anymore, and you still get a big discount on your insurance. So to find out more, go to Geico.com. That's the website. And you can get a quote of the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got an ATV, a boat, an RV, or a motorcycle. And don't forget, when you bundle it together with your homeowner's or renter's insurance or condo's insurance policy, you save even more money. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O. com, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I just got an interesting request from a woman in Sarasota who's a regular listener, and thank you very much for the call. I'm going to do something that she suggested I do. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
All right, stand up at attention, veterans. You may salute the flag.
Country with the national anthem.
goodness. Now, the reason I played that is because of her thought and suggestion to me. And she said, Kyle, and this makes a lot of sense, a lot of people don't even know the words to the national anthem anymore.
Well, yeah, one might think. But certainly, you know, a lot of us just grew up learning it and hearing it so many times. And that's how you really start memorizing stuff. You hear it over and over again.
And with today being Flag Day, which, again, we talked about at length during hour number one, with today being Flag Day, and thank you very much, Fred and Fort Lauderdale, reminding us. I'm glad that you did that. That's a great way to remind everybody that there are words to the national anthem. It's not just a song that you hear played, and you just heard them.
Well, that's right. And that was Francis Scott Key, right, who wrote the words to it.
Yeah, but that was the best rendition of it ever done by Whitney Houston. There's nobody, in my opinion, has come close to that since.
I know. Yeah, she was really special. And
where did she sing that?
I'm not sure. Where was that recorded?
Super Bowl in Tampa.
Oh, very cool. Right there.
Come on, Kyle. Give us your sports. All right. Well, here we go. Let's get back on the path here. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar does it again, promoting a video by a group being investigated by the FBI for their terrorism ties. Can't we get rid of this woman, or at least censure her?
Well, and exactly right. The censure or the denunciation of her, it's just all out in the open now. I mean, I just think that there's no more sort of facade that, hey, I'm in Congress and I want to help a bill become a law and I want to do all these Congress things. It's just not her thing. And she's unfortunately just showing exactly where her proclivities lie.
Now, we have a big-time Senate race here in Florida that's fixing to boil down to a bunch of big money, apparently, because Marco Rubio's been raising money to beat the ban, and so hasn't Val Demings. A lot of big-time Hollywood money, George Soros money is coming into the state for the U.S. Senate race coming up here in 2022. And this could very easily become the most expensive Senate race ever, as the Democrats have vowed to do whatever it takes to beat Marco.
Well, of course, and I'm sure they see it as a major, major battleground, and that's why they will expend enormous resources. But, you know, Captain, at least in the state of Florida, we know that the elections are run with the utmost integrity, and it's going to be...
Well, here's the thing that these folks need to understand right away. Val Demings was the police chief in two cities here in the state of Florida. She has no record of achievement as a congresswoman, not one.
Right.
Can't point to any bill with her name on it.
Well, exactly. And it'll be very difficult to unseat Marco Rubio, I think.
Yeah. Now, I also want to mention that Mike Pompeo says that the Biden administration is going to take America back to the Obama years when America was a weak, meek little sheep.
Well, remember the Obama years, Captain, when there was...
Boy, do I.
Yeah, and do you remember...
The apology tour?
It all started with the apology tour, and then I remember there was a red line in there somewhere about, hey, here's my red line, and this time, and of course it was in Syria, not Libya, but Syria, and...
Wait a minute, that's right, there is a Syria, right, Joe? Oh, geez.
That's right, yeah, but Obama talked about his red line, was crossed, didn't matter, you know, and so yes, so what Pompeo's talking about in the general sense, yeah, you know, we don't want to go back to a perception of weakness or inaction when the rubber meets the ground. Absolutely.
Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, and I just mentioned AOC, I hate to do it, I got to mention MSNBC's Joy Reid. You ready?
Okay.
She was ripped for claiming students are now learning a kind of Confederate race theory where they're not allowing them to learn the CRT that she wants them to learn.
You know, it's
this
just kind
is nuts.
Of, yeah, you know, I don't know, Captain. I don't know any students that have ever been taught a Confederate race theory. That just seems like it's trying to make a play on words with critical race theory, obviously. You know, Captain, American history is quite right in teaching what the Confederate states versus the Union and so forth. I've never got the impression going through the school system. system that somehow we were supposed to be the Confederate race.
I just thought of a way to spin this and make it even sound crazier. This is like the science, you know. Well, an attack on science is an attack on me. This is like saying that, well, if you're attacking the way that the CRT has been described, then you're talking about the science, I guess. I don't know what she's doing, but this is nuts. And Joy Reid, okay, go back to your hole, crawl back in it, please.
Well, I think they also see that across the highways and byways, the American people aren't accepting critical race theory as gospel. They are very critical of it, and they are incredibly suspicious of it.
Now, I saved the best for last. Mm-hmm. Why are BlackRock and Wall Street gobbling up all the houses they can get their hands on? You're in that business.
Well, I'm not in the selling houses business.
No, but you manage it.
Right, exactly. Well, that's a good question. I would think that it would have something to do with being able to leverage assets better for their own profit.
It has nothing to do with government funding and government relief and putting poor people in houses and all that sort of stuff?
It may. I'm just not as familiar.
Well, we're going to find out from Chris Markowski, because we talked a little bit about it last week, and he was going to check on it some more, so we will have a better idea.
Very cool.
Yeah. But, again, it becomes what it becomes here, and it's hard to fathom, folks, when you get into all of this stuff. There's just so much news that's out there. You can go so many different directions at night. But remember, today, June the 14th, is not only Flag Day, it's also the birthday of the United States Army. And it's also the birthday of our 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Happy birthday to all. We'll be back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, which has been updated for this hour. So don't go anywhere. We shall return. Take it away, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Make sure you stop in there. And don't forget, if you're in Denver, I guess you can stop by the one, the pilot that's on I-70 right there by the fairgrounds and say, howdy to everybody at the fuel desk, and you might meet somebody that just talked to us on the telephone a little bit ago. But at any rate, here we go, and I'm going to tell you what's going on here, Pilots and Flying J's. Now, a frontal system will produce a line of severe thunderstorms with potential for damaging winds, hail, and locally heavy wind in the central Appalachians. We can see it setting up right now across parts of West Virginia, the mountains of Virginia, too. And isolated storms may develop into the high plains, upper Midwest, northern Gulf Coast, as dangerous heat and critical fire weather threats will develop across the southwestern Great Basin, with record high temperatures possible into the high plains and record high temperatures in Montana. Go for it, Kyle, Mr. Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're exactly right. Record high temperatures happening in Montana with excessive heat warning. This in the Billings area, stretching east from there. Temperatures could go as high as 107 in some places. Turns into a watch as you head north up to the Canadian border. And so you definitely want to be careful wherever you're traveling today in eastern Montana. That's for sure. Fort Collins and Denver, you've got an air quality alert. And as you mentioned, our friends there at the pilot in Denver, you're also looking at some high temperatures for Monday, forecast at 97, heading up to 99 on Tuesday, 98 by Thursday. So you're definitely going to have some hot weather there. Triple digits is going to be the order of the day for most of the rest of the West, most unfortunately, especially in the Southwest, where we're definitely going to have those triple digits. Las Vegas heading up upwards, I believe, as a 114 degrees as we go through the week. That's very, very hot. Phoenix, Tucson, Southern California as well. Maybe a little bit milder along the coast of Southern California, but once you get in to the high desert and so forth, you've definitely got those triple digits. Also, excessive heat watches stretching all the way up through Sacramento and north of there as well, all the way through Redding. So be very careful. We also have, Captain, a fire burning in Southern California. It's near Highway 74 near the Palm Springs area. It's called the Pinyon Crest Fire. Burned about 400 acres. Parts of SR 74 have been shut down, so be very careful in that area.
Okay, well, we're going to go over to Wisconsin because on the Wisconsin line with the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, we have some weather developing there that could bust loose at any time. Some thunderstorms emerging. It looks like the weather conditions are ripe. Around Chicago, Gary, Indiana, you've got some flooding going on there from the rain that they've had over the past several days. Coming on down into the metroplex of Dallas, you've got the buildup of storms there today. Could get interesting. Houston on down to Corpus Christi, the same thing. You've got some weather developing down that away. You've got flooding still in Mississippi in the northern part and down about 100 miles into Mississippi on the east side of the Mississippi River. And then we have this development in the southeastern Ohio right now, as well as the mountains of West Virginia and the lower southern southwestern corner of Virginia, where there is some weather developing right now. Looks like there could be some severe thunderstorms as the heat gets, as things get warmer today and the sun comes up and all that. Now, we do have some flooding in central New York right now, where they did have some heavy rain go through last night, and this is just north of Oneida Lake going across there. And then we do have some weather along the Vermont-New York border right there, north of Albany, north of Saratoga Springs. That looks like as if that could be a thunderstorm or two trying to fire up in there. And that's what the weather looks like right now. And, Kyle, we certainly have got to keep our eyes on the weather today because this dry stuff that's out there by you, what people don't understand is all you got to do is throw a cigarette out the window, have any type of spark or ignition, could be from a catalytic converter, your vehicle sitting in the grass or whatever, and you got a fire going.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, especially as we encounter some windy conditions as well, that is not good. And you know, Captain, when those fires start up and you do have winds associated with them, that also means that a lot of the power is going to get turned off. So we want to do everything we can to avoid those kinds of things. But right, the weather is simply conducive to this kind of thing.
Yeah. Now, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J real quick here.
Well, folks, if you pull into the Pilot and Flying J, just like you've heard the captain say, you get that free cup of coffee if you tell him that you're listening to the Third Watch, and we think he'll agree it's the best cup of coffee on the interstate. Also, don't forget, join the rewards program, the Drivers Club. They have an app. It's called the My Rewards Plus app. And, folks, you can save more. You can redeem your offers, get your rewards points and so forth, manage it all from the app. You definitely want to download that both for iOS and also for Android. And, of course, for RVers out there, folks, they've got the special fueling lanes. They've got your sanitary RV dump. They've got overnight parking. Pull into a Pilot or Flying J. They'll have exactly what you need to come in off after a hard day out on the road. And especially where it's hot and triple digits, pull in, and you can also find something cold to drink, too.
As you walk across the hot pavement.
That's right. Yeah,
all right. Well, thanks, Kyle, and we'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Catch him by going to the Kyle Warren Show. Let's see, kylewarrenshow.com to find out more information about him. And he's going to be a guest of mine today, this afternoon, on Armed American Radio. I'm the guest host this afternoon. And Kyle will be on between 4 and 5 o'clock with me, probably around 4:15. And we're going to talk about some new gun laws coming out. Again, I'll be on Armed American Radio as a guest host this afternoon between 4 and 5 across the country. All right, well, let's see here. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Mark Levin last night broke some news like it was brand new news and made a big deal out of it. And he talked about the fact that not only is the insurrection still hot on the mind of some people on the other side of the aisle in Washington, D.C., but some 500 have been arrested so far, with more people they're searching for across the country. And then he talked about this new jail that was being operated from what used to be an old gymnasium in Washington, D.C., where many people are still sitting there yet to have their case go to court.
Right. I mean, he mentioned it only because of the Department of Justice report that Inspector General report that came out about the air quote insurrection. And they're still looking for people that they see in various videos that they have access to, that they have refused to release all of the videos. Some of these people are, in fact, being chased down all over the country, and some of them that they find are being charged with not even so much as a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
Which is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Mark Levin's point, and I'm fine with him bringing it up with Senator Ron Johnson, is that, they've got the FBI and marshals and whatnot. They're using all these resources to track these people down, and they're asking for some help in identifying these people for reasons that are misdemeanors. So we got big issues here, especially when you compare it to what has happened with Black Lives Matter and Antifa going all through the summer of 2020.
Yeah, who were in fact insurrectionists. They were.
Well, and a lot of people tend to forget that the people out in, say, Portland, Oregon, they were doing all these things, were destroying federal buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So is there an equal application of the law, as Hannity says pretty much every single night? The answer to that is no.
Nope.
We know that.
Nope. All right, hold that thought, folks. More to come, I'll guarantee you, more to come, because, again, BLM, Antifa, and their cronies that were out there burning buildings, stabbing people, shooting people, destroying structures by whatever means they used it, they are the insurrectionists. They, for sure. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Big news coming up. We'll be back after it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.